Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Please hold and you will be able to listen to the show.
Hello.
No.
Praise the Lord.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio.
Today,
please hold and you'll be able to listen to the show.
My passion towards you. Of all that you've done and all that you're going to do, I can't thank you enough for your goodness and your mercy and for all of what you've done in my life. But above all else,
welcome.
Our phone service will begin at 11:38 a.m. Please enter your PIN followed by the pound or hash. If you do not, thank you. You are the only participant in the conference. Teach me how to lean on you, but I don't know which way to go. When my body is wrecked with pain, so many times we're in a hurry to get out of your presence. But sometimes we gotta learn how to wait. Wait, I say again, wait on the Lord. Because it's in the overflow. I don't just want the Lord to flow in my life. I want the overflow. Because that's where he pours his oil. That's where he shows his own in the overflow. Come, we're getting ready to worship him. We're getting ready to go there. We're getting ready to tap that place.
Thank you.
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the overflow. Thank you for the victory in my spirit. Thank you for the victory in my mind. Thank you for the victory in my circumstance. God, I praise you. I worship you. I give you glory. I give you praise. No God wants you nowhere. Hallelujah. 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 We take the time to bless you. We take the time to praise you. We take time to lift you up. Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for the overflow. Thank you for the refreshing in our spirit. Thank you for the refreshing in our homes. Thank you for the refreshing, God. Thank you for the refreshing in my anointing. Come on, give him praise. Give him praise. Amen.
And just worship. Just lift your voice and worship. Come on, lift your voice. Lift your voice and worship. Oh, the Spirit of God is moving on those who worship. Somebody just wave those hands. We just honor your presence tonight. We just honor your presence tonight, Holy Spirit. That's all we really want, Lord, is just to be where you are. Just to be in your presence. We honor you. Praise is what I do. When I want to be close to you, I lift my hands in praise. Somebody lift those hands. Praise is who I am. I will praise him while I can. I'll bless him as all times, and I vow to praise you through the good and the bad. I praise you. Somebody said why? I said, because praise is what I do. Somebody love it all to you. Come on, church. Church.
Stand the chance.
My praise, I'm waiting. I'm waiting. So I'm waiting. Somebody do it in this room. Somebody lift up a praise in this room. I know we've been praising and we've been worshiping, but somebody lift up a praise right now. Oh, I declare that the Spirit of God is moving and stirring in this room amongst those that of worship and praise. Come on, lift those hands all over this room. Lift them. Lift that voice and begin to praise it. Oh, there's deliverance in your praise. There's healing in your praise. Oh, somebody came in the room needing a breakthrough. Just lift those hands and praise.
I do.
worship right there in this moment.
God, arms wide open. I'm right here, pouring out my life, gratefully.
Your voice and say now, you have won it all for me, and
yeah. make the darkness light before thee. What is wrong? I'll make it right before thee. All your battles I will fight before thee. And the high place God said I'll bring down with an everlasting love. I'll love thee and with trials deep and sore I'll prove thee. There is nothing that can hurt or move thee, and the high God said I'll bring down when thou walkest by the way. He said, I'll lead thee, and on the fatness of the land, I'll feed thee. And a mansion in the sky, I'll deem. And the high place God said I bring down. Although Satan in his rage would tear thee, and with all his winning arts would thee. Even down to thine old age I'll bear thee. Hey, hey, and the high place God said I said, I'll lead thee, and on the fatness of the land, I'll feed thee, and a mansion in the sky, I'll deed thee. And the high place God said I bring down when thou walkest by the way. He said I'll lead thee, and on the fatness of the land, I'll feed thee. And one of these old mornings, a mansion in the sky, I'll feed thee. And
your kind of glory, sweet perfume. We need your presence. We need you, Holy Spirit. Fill this room, Holy Spirit. Fill this room. Shekinah glory. We need your presence. We need you, Holy Spirit. Fill this room. We need your presence. We need you. We
I want you to do, Lord.
Come, Holy Spirit, come and abide within us, rest upon us. Come.
Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord Jesus. Oh, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord Jesus. Oh, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord Jesus. Oh, bless the Lord Jesus. Oh, bless the Lord Jesus. Oh, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord Jesus. Oh, mighty God, oh, Prince of Peace, oh, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, the lily of the valley and the bright in the morning star. Oh, bless the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, we come on this afternoon to say thank you for another day. Thank you for another opportunity. Thank you for making a way out of no way. Thank you for open doors of favor. Thank you for your protection. Thank you for your direction. Thank you, Father God, for your inclusion. Oh, thank you for the blood of Jesus that washes away all of our sins by faith in him. God, we want to say thank you, Father God, hallelujah, for the gift of the Holy Ghost. Thank you for a host of angels, Father God, all around about us, Father God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. We honor you on today, God, hallelujah, and we say thank you. We bless your name, God, hallelujah. God, you didn't have to do it, but you did do it, and we are thankful that you did do it, hallelujah. We say thank you, Father God, for protecting us from evil, Father God, and danger seen and danger unseen. We want to say thank you for sheltering us, Father God, in place, hallelujah. Sheltering us, Father God, in your place, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, my God, thank you, Jesus. Yes, God, hallelujah, glory be to your holy name. God, this is one more week that we have made it. Father God, we don't know what the next week holds, but Father God, in the name of Jesus, we want to bless you, Father God, that you are the one who holds the day. Hallelujah, thank you, Father God. Thank you that we are safe in your arms. And we honor you right now, God, in Jesus' name. So, Father God, as we have come together, Father God, your people, those who have signed in today, Father God, those who are listening all over the world, Father God, on the internet, oh, Father God, a replay, Father God, social media, Father God, whatever means, Father God, you have brought them, amen, to the altar of grace. We want to say thank you that it's available to us. And Father God, we pray that you will speak into our spirits on today, that you will anoint our ears to hear, our hearts to receive, and our spirits to obey. Thank you, Father. We magnify you, we glorify you, we praise you, Father, in Jesus' name. So, Father, we embrace the gifts of this day. We thank you for it. And now we commit the day back into your hands, this service into your hands, our lives into your hands, our destiny, our future, our health, our wealth, our families, our everything into your hands, Father, that you will unfold it any way you want to do it. In Jesus' name, and we say thank you, and we bless you, and we magnify you, Father, for we ask all these things in Jesus' name, and we thank you that the words of our mouths and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength, O Lord, our Redeemer. And as you taught your disciples to pray, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says, amen, amen, and amen. Truly, we bless the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And we thank him, amen, for another Sunday, another service, another day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To serve in his kingdom, another day to give, another day to receive, another day to embrace, another day to refrain from embracing. Hallelujah. Another day to cry, another day to laugh, another day to rejoice in him. Amen. Hallelujah. Because it's in him that we move, we live, and we have our being. I am Apostle Dr. Alfreda Bradford, bringing you greetings from the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. And we want to say thank you for stopping by today. Amen. For our Sunday service, virtual. It's a virtual service, but you know what? It's just as powerful as any other service, because there is no time and distance in the Lord's kingdom. Amen. Hallelujah. And so we want to thank God that Jesus is here. Not only are you here, hallelujah, and we thank God for you, hallelujah, I'm here, but more important than you and me, the Lord God, he is here. Hallelujah. He is, hallelujah, the Alpha and the Omega. He is the beginning and the end. He is the first and the last. Hallelujah. And we love him. We thank him. We bless the Lord. Amen, amen, and amen. All right, all right, all right. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We want to, before we begin, we just want to let you know that at the conclusion of our service, amen, we will be partaking in Holy Communion. Amen. So you don't have to run out and buy anything special. Amen. But you can, if you don't have any juice, or if you don't have any, you could drink a little Kool-Aid or drink a little water. Take some orange juice. Take some water. We're going to bless it. It's all symbolic. And for your bread, which represents the body, you could get the little crackers. You can get bread. Amen. Grab a potato chip or a pretzel. Amen. Whatever you have. Amen. Nothing special. Amen. If you don't have it, don't run into a panic. We're going to bless it. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And it's all symbolic of the body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Which was broken for you and broken for me. So before we move any further forward, I just want to read a scripture in your hearing coming out of Psalms 23. And it says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen and amen. And this is the blessed word of God for the blessed people of God. Amen. We want to talk to you, amen, this morning, amen, from a subject that there is a reason for the trouble. There is a reason for the trouble. Keep looking. Keep looking. Keep looking. Amen. Hallelujah. Before we dive into the word on this morning, amen, we want to play another song, and then after which we're going to come directly with, amen, the word of God for this morning. Amen and amen.
Oh, come on in your car, at home, on your job. Come on and just rule with me in prayer. Knowing that what the Lord allows is already working for your good. What the Lord allows is what you need. He is everything to you.
What the Lord allows is what you need.
He's everything. controls the wind, and he controls the waves.
The storm must obey every word that he says. He's everything to you, he's everything to you.
What the Lord allows, it's what you need. He's everything, everything to you. Why his will and his way.
Just listen, Lord, come on in, and he will make a way as he will.
His hand is never slack to what he promised you.
Let him be your everything, and he'll be everything to you.
What the Lord allows,
what you need.
What you need,
he
is
everything to you.
Oh, God is my everything. Oh, he is yours,
my everything.
Right now, that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in his sight. Amen and amen. Beloved, amen. We thank God for the gift of life, and truly life is a gift, amen, that the Lord has given, amen, and to each and every one of us. And this is why, beloved, when we talk about the discussion of abortion, we know that abortion, beloved, we are not denying that it is a woman's right, but nevertheless, we also have to hold on to the truth, amen, that it is a sin because life is such a gift, amen, that only God can give, amen, and we thank God for life. And when we think about life and our journeys and our experiences in life, and beloved, and some of us truly have some stories to tell. Some of us truly have some testimonies to tell. Some of us have been through hell and high water. We might consider ourselves in hell right now. Some of us through the fire, some of us through the flood. And then we ask ourselves, you know, hey, if Adam and Eve had not sinned in the garden, would life have been this way? And beloved, sometimes, amen, I've heard some people, they even have went gone as far to curse their mothers and their fathers, amen, for bringing them into the world. Amen. One man, he was so angry, amen, that he was born poor and that his father was poor, his mother was poor, beloved. And sometimes we have regret. Sometimes people try to shortcut. Unfortunately, there are some people that do, amen, to a certain extent. They commit suicide and they end life on this part, but they forget that there's still another part that they have to face for eternity. And so, beloved, amen. The thing about life, beloved, regardless of if you're rich, regardless of if you're poor, regardless if you're black or white, male or female, one thing that we all have in common, according to the book of Ecclesiastes, beloved, is that trouble cometh to everyone. There's no way, amen, that we can get around, amen, the troubles of life. There's no way we can get around the hardships, amen, the situations and circumstances, amen, beloved, that everyone has to experience in life. And some of us experience them more frequently than others. Some of us feel like all we know is trouble, amen, trouble in our way. And there's no way we can avoid it, beloved. Not only us, when we look back all throughout the Bible, beloved, we see that all of God's men and all of God's women in the Bible, from the book of Genesis all the way down through Revelation, they all had some hardships. They all had some troubles. They all had some situations that they would choose not to. They would love to have scratched it off the map. They would have loved to pull out the white out and erase it, tear this page out of the book. Lord, not so. Amen. And we see that, beloved. We see it in Moses' life. And Moses was one of the greatest men in the whole Bible. Amen. On the whole earth, according to the word of God. Amen. We want to thank God for him. But even he, beloved, he had trouble in his life. We talked last week, amen, about the great prophet Elijah. Oh, this man walked with God. He walked closely with God. I'm telling you, he can get a prayer through. Amen. Hallelujah. He had sweet fellowship with God. He could call down fire from heaven. Oh, yeah. Better not mess with Elijah. Elijah would pray and hold up rain for 3.5 years. But yet and still, with all this power, with all this fellowship, with all this walking close to God, we see that even he had trouble in his life, beloved. We find out, amen, right after his greatest miracle, we see him running from Jezebel, amen, the man of God running from the woman in power, amen, because trouble was in his life, beloved. We look at, amen, Joseph. Joseph, amen, was, amen, hallelujah. Jacob's, amen, hallelujah. He was a son, amen. He was next to the baby, amen. Glory be to God. Hadn't done anything wrong, hallelujah. Hadn't done one thing wrong, hallelujah. But look, hallelujah, he still, hallelujah, had to face trouble. Why? All he did was have a dream. All he did was share his dream. That's all he did. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He shared it with his brothers. He thought his brothers cared for him. He thought his brothers would be happy for him. Glory be to God. Huh? Sometimes, beloved, sometimes the people you think should be happy for you would be happy for you. You sometimes you find out that they're not happy for you. Okay? And that's another story all in itself. Why is that? You would think your enemies, amen, would be, amen, the ones after you. But sometimes, beloved, it's the ones, amen, that you love the most. And this is why God tells us, amen, to love everybody. Amen. Glory be to God. But, beloved, we see it, amen, and we can walk all through, amen, history lane. We can start in the book of Genesis, but walk all through the Old Testament. Amen. Wrap that up. Glory be to God. And Malachi, and skip on over 400 years into the New Testament and find out, amen, there was trouble there. Trouble, 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 trouble. Amen. Glory be to God. We're not talking about people that don't believe God. We're not talking about people that's not saved. Lord. We're talking about people that walk with God, people that talk with God. We're talking about fellowship with God. We're talking about, amen, those even born again believers, beloved. And you might say, amen, why is there so much trouble when I believe God? Sometimes, beloved, Amen. I know when I was growing up in my early, amen, walk with the Lord, and I would hear some of the, you know, mothers and the fathers of faith, and, you know, they would encourage, you know, people to come to Jesus and all your troubles will be over. Well, beloved, amen. Ironically, it's true, but it is not true, but it is true. Amen, beloved, because when we come to Jesus, yes, all of our troubles are over. Amen. It's over because, amen, we know that God is on our side. Amen. We're walking with him. He's walking with us. Amen. But the flip side of that, beloved, is even though our troubles are over, our troubles are not over, because the truth of the matter is you got to walk through trouble for your victory. Amen. Hallelujah. Our test becomes our testimony. Our misery becomes our message. Trouble is a part of the equation. Amen. Glory be to God. Beloved, we can look. Let's just take one other look. Amen. As we look at the life of Jesus Christ himself. Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, without sin, born through the Virgin Mary, walked down 40 and two generations. Amen. Hallelujah. Took on the robe of flesh. Amen. To manifest himself. Amen. To glorify God. Amen. That he might die. Amen. Hallelujah. For your sins and I. Now, we want to thank God for that. Now, he was God himself, beloved, but yet still he, amen, faced troubles. Here we have one of his 12 disciples by the name of Judas. Right in his inner circle. Not only was Judas in the inner circle, Judas was carrying the bag. He was carrying the loot. He was the treasurer. All right. He was keeping tabs of all the money, all the loot. See? Glory be to God. But yet and see, we see where, amen, Satan entered into Judas because of Judas became offended at something Jesus said. You got to beware of offense, beloved. Beware of offense. See, when Mary Magdalene, amen, was ministering to Jesus, and the Bible says, amen, she took the oil, the alabaster box, amen, she took that long, pretty hair that she had, and she cleaned Jesus' feet with her hair. Judas got offended, amen, because he was saying, this oil costs a lot of money. He was keeping tabs of the money, see, and he said, look, keep that money in my pocket, not in some oil. Jesus told Judas, leave Mary alone. What she's doing is worthy of me, because, you know what I mean? I'm not going to be with you always. Don't sweat Mary. And Judas got offended at that. See? Because here Jesus is, a man taking up for a woman. And back in those days, amen, they really, really classified women, amen, the only title for a woman back in those days, and some people really haven't changed their opinion too much, is that a woman should be barefoot and pregnant. A woman had no place in authority, no place in politics, no place in ministry, no place. Amen. Stay home and raise them babies and keep making them babies, keep my house clean, keep my food cooked. So Judas got offended. And so, beloved, because Judas did not deal with the offense, see, whenever you don't deal with the offense, that's why the Bible tells us to let it go, let it go. Don't even go to bed. Don't let the sun go down without you addressing this issue here that offended you. If you were right or wrong, amen. He didn't say address it if you're right or address it if you're wrong. Just address it. See, because if you don't, see, that have a way of smothering over, and that hatred, offense, hey, now you resist the person, now you hating the person, now you think about murdering the person. Ask Saul, with Saul jealousy, amen, how in the world did he get the murder? He was out to kill David. Now, he wasn't playing hide and seek. He was going to kill the boy if he had caught the boy. It's just that the angels protected him, and that's what offense will do. It'll cause you to kill somebody. See? And so, glory be to God. This is why God tells us to deal with it. Handle it. Put the blood on it. God will help you. God will heal the wounds. He'll do it if you want him to. And so Judas, amen, became offended. And so what? Amen. He caused trouble for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. They arrested Jesus that night. Glory be to God. Handcuffed our Lord and Savior. Beat him so bad. They say Jesus didn't even look like Jesus. Not only Jesus didn't look like Jesus, Jesus didn't even look like a man. They said he looked like a lamb, amen, that was about to be slaughtered. Huh? He was wounded for our transgressions and bruised for our iniquities. I mean, they did Jesus some kind of bad. You hear what I'm saying? Oh, but let me tell you something. And then they nailed him to the cross. All of that. Amen. Glory be to God. Jesus went through some trouble. But let me tell you something right now. Glory be to God. That's the bad news. Let me tell you some good news. Beloved, what the Bible encourages us, amen, as children, amen, God did not promise us once we get saved that he was going to erase all the troubles. He did not promise us, glory be to God, that we were going to have a trouble-free life. Now, that's a lie. Don't believe it. It ain't in the book. Okay? Because if you believe that, soon as trouble come, now you want to quit. Soon as trouble come, you want to throw in the towel. Soon as trouble come, you want to even turn your back on God. But, beloved, let me tell you something. As a child of God, you can expect trouble. But the Bible tells us, amen, that when the enemy comes in like a flood, God will lift up a standard against it. Beloved, what the Bible teaches us, glory be to God, and we get this greatest example through King David. Now, this was before King David was the king. This was before Jesus was even born. But we can get the, God was showing us through his word. When David, King David, was confronted with Goliath, oh, that was trouble. All was trouble. Let me tell you something. The big boys was running from Goliath. You had the kings that were shivering in their book. They wasn't even leaving the palace. They said, we ain't coming out. Because they knew that Goliath was trouble. They knew that anybody that faced Goliath was going to die. That beloved Goliath was about, I think Goliath was about 10 foot tall, okay, and maybe about 6 foot wide. The boy was long, tall, up in the clouds tall. I'm telling you, the boy was wide. I mean, the boy wasn't no joke. You hear what I'm saying? So everybody running, scrimmaging around. But what did David do? David said, I don't think so. David said, yeah, I see trouble. Everybody else is running from the trouble. He said, but I'm going to run towards the trouble. I'm going to run towards the trouble in the name of the Lord. He told Goliath, he said, Goliath, you're coming to me with a spear and a sword. He said, but I'm coming to you in the name of the Lord, in the name of the Lord. And the Bible tells us that David picked up 3 smooth stones. Now, we don't know why he picked up 3, and we'll talk about that at another time, but he didn't need the 3. All he needed was the rock, the one. Somebody said, Jesus is my rock. He picked up that one stone. He used that one stone by faith, and he took his trouble down. Beloved, I come to tell you right now, hallelujah, the Bible tells us that many are the afflictions of the righteous. Now, he didn't say one thing is the affliction of the righteous. 2 things is the affliction. You're going to go through 1 thing a year. You're going to go through 1 thing in a lifetime. No, he says many. Many means multiple. Many are the afflictions, not of the sinner. He didn't say many are the afflictions of the unrighteous, but he says that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but God delivereth them out of them all. Beloved, I'm coming to encourage you today, amen, to stop running. I'm coming to encourage you to stop running, beloved, amen, hallelujah, and glory be to God. Run towards Jesus, amen, hallelujah, because he is our helper. Beloved, let me tell you this right now. We find out, glory be to God, when Judas betrayed Jesus, amen, when the Romans, amen, crucified Jesus, glory be to God, and it looked like it was defeat. It looked like trouble took Jesus down. It looked like trouble took Jesus out. It looked like it was all over. Amen. Because of the trouble. Beloved, the Bible tells us that greater is he that lives in you than he that lives in the world. I come to tell you that God used that trouble to bring victory. God used the trouble in Jesus' life like he used the trouble in Moses' life to bring the deliverance to the children of Israel that they might enter into their promised land. God allowed trouble in Jesus' life. Amen. Hallelujah. It was all set up. It was planned before the foundation of the world, hallelujah, that Jesus will be nailed on the cross and die on the cross so that he can get the crown back legally, amen, that Satan got illegal in the Garden of Eden. So what does that mean, beloved? God already has everything calculated and mapped out. And this is why we read in Romans chapter 8, verse number 28. And it says here, and we know
that God works all things together for the good of those who love him and who are called according to his purpose. Beloved, I'm telling you, God is working it out for good. I'm telling you, it's some good in your trouble. I'm telling you, it's some good in the mess you wrapped up in. You might feel like you about to faint. You might feel like your blood pressure going up. You might feel like you're going to die. You, let me tell you, ain't going nowhere. Because you shall live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. It ain't time for you to die. God got some work for you to. I tell you, it's some good in the mess that you in. Huh? Look, I'm getting right raw and radical with you. Now, I ain't going to say the word, but I'm going to tell you it's a four-letter word. It starts with an S. After the S is an H. It's another word, and then it's a T. In that doo-doo that you in right now, that stinking situation that you in right now, that got your nausea, feel like you're about to throw up, feel like you got a migraine headache, feel like you about to get with somebody, come on, feel like you want to lay your religion down, come on, somebody. That situation, glory be to God, hallelujah, you ain't cussing years, got you feel like you're ready to cuss, come on, you ain't fought nobody in years. Got you feel like you're ready to fight. You hear what I'm saying? I come to tell you to stop right now where you at. Hallelujah. Get yourself together and start looking for the good, baby. Looking for the good. I come to tell you, glory be to God, even in the bad times, even in the shutdown times, even in the pressuring times, you got to stop and regain your composure and look for the good, even in the bad times, because God said all things work together for good. Beloved, only God can take a bad situation. Only God can take a hellish situation. Daniel was in the doggone lion's den with the hungry lions. Joseph was in the prison for something he didn't do. He was in the pit. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Let me tell you, God will take those bad situations. Hallelujah. And turn it around for good. Only God can do it. Only God can do it. God knew you was going to mess up before you messed up. God knew what the people was going to do before they did it. God knew the people that was going to stab you in the back before they picked up the knife. You hear what I'm saying? God knew they was going to slander your name before they slandered your name. God knew, glory, they was going to try to rip you off before they ripped you off. Nothing is a surprise to God. He got the whole M.O., baby. He knows from the beginning to the end. He knows what's going to go down before it goes down. And even with all that, with God knowing all that, he still got you covered. He still got you sheltered. He still got you protected. He said, yeah, you're going to go through a little something right now. You're going to feel a little pressure right now. But hold your ground. Shelter in place. Shelter in glory be to God. In the Lord is your dominion. The Lord is your house. The Lord, look, Psalms 91, you dwell in me. Shelter in place, baby. Don't make a move. I got this battle. Don't try to fight it. I'm going to fight it for you. I'm allowing you to go through it. But you're going to come out. He did not bring us out this far to take us back. And God said, you're going to come out. Yeah, Jesus died on the cross. Well, what type of God was that? A God that's going to die. But baby, wait a minute. Let me tell you the whole doggone story. On the third day. Not on the first day. You say it's taking God so long. Why, God? Why it's taking you so long? Not on the second day, but on the third day, he got up from the grave. The same way Jesus got up, I come to bring you some good news today. Baby, you're coming out of this situation. Baby, you're going to break through this Hallelujah, like an eagle. You're coming out strong. You're coming out with a testimony. You're coming out with a song. You're coming out with victory. You're coming out with your hands up. You're coming out testifying. You're coming out. Oh, glory be to God, giving God the glory. And God said, when God bring you out, he just don't bring you out and leave you somewhere. God, when God bring you out, God promotes you all at the same time. Oh, my God. Beloved, hallelujah. There's a reason for the trouble. And this is why the Bible says, amen, in all things give thanks. Give God thanks in the trouble. Give God thanks through the tears. Give God thanks through the pressure. You want to know why? Because weeping may endure for a night. Somebody say, but joy. Somebody say, but joy. But joy cometh. It cometh. It cometh in the morning. Hallelujah. God said, all those bad situations, people said it was over. People say you didn't stand a chance. People trying to say you're dead. Hallelujah. Your vision dead. Your goal dead. Your dreams is dead. Your health is dead. Your marriage is dead. Everything is dead. Remember the valley of dry bones? Well, baby, glory be to God. Yeah, it was dead. But guess what? God was able to resurrect the dry bones. You hear what I'm saying? With man, it might be impossible, but with God, all things are possible. Glory be to God. Those bones came together, bone to bone. Hallelujah. Knee bone to the ankle bone, to the thigh bone, to the hip bone, to the shoulder bone. Then not only did the bones come together, God put some flesh and some meat and some skin up on them bones, and them bones lived again. Lazarus was dead for 4 days. He wasn't faking the funk. He wasn't sleeping or he wasn't in a coma. The boy was graveyard dead, but God told Lazarus to come forth. I've come to tell you that God is calling you forth and out of that situation. Like Jesus bust the grave wide open, you bust the bus open. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Your enemies, the ones that's laughing at you now, you're going to be laughing at them later. Because God is laughing right now. Hallelujah. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, beloved. Only God can make a miracle out of mistake. Only God can turn a miracle into a situation that went bad, that went wrong. Only God can do it. Hallelujah. I come to encourage you today to keep looking. You say, I'm in a bad place right now, Pastor. I understand. Keep looking. Keep looking. But what I'm looking for, Pastor, you're looking for the good. You're looking for the good. But it hurt too bad. You keep looking. Oh, taste and see, and see, and see that the Lord is good. What you looking for? You're looking for the hand of God. You're looking for the possibilities of God. Hallelujah. Keep looking. Keep looking. Even in your bad situation. And while you're looking, one other thing I want to tell you. Praise him. Praise him. Oh, glory be to God. Praise him. It didn't say just praise God when you feel good. Praise God when it look right. Praise God when you got your money. Praise God when you got your health. Praise God when you got your honey. No, praise him in all things. Praise him even in the fire. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego was in the fire of the fire of the fire. What was they doing? Huh? They was praising God. He said, if you do, if you don't, it's all right. Hallelujah. I know I'm with you. And I'm in a win-win situation. I win when it looks like I'm losing. Glory be to God. Beloved, praise him. Come on now. Hallelujah. Instead of cussing that person out, praise God. Instead of getting revenge, don't worry about it. God said, vengeance is mine. I will repent. Just give God some praise. They killed your dog. Don't try to kill their cat. Hey, just give God some praise. Oh, they tried to set you up, did they? The main ones you thought was with you going to turn on you? That's all right. Guess what? Praise God. What did Jesus say? Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. But love it, keep looking. Keep looking. Hallelujah. Keep looking. Let me close with this scripture here. Amen. Coming out of Psalms 24. Keep looking, beloved. Hallelujah. Keep looking. I'm going to tell you, hallelujah, which way to look. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Psalms 24. It says, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Hallelujah. Jump on down to verse number 7. Lift up your head. You see that? See, you see which way you're looking? You see which way you're looking? You're not looking to the left. You're not looking to the right. You're not looking down. Come on now. Lift up your heads. You're looking up. O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of glory, he shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory, he shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts, he is the King of glory. Beloved, keep looking. Keep looking up. Look up to the hills from which cometh your help. Your help coming from the Lord. Be encouraged to know that all things are working for your good, even the bad times or what look like is bad. Because it ain't, let me tell you, you win even though it look like you're losing. And know that there's a reason for the trouble. There's a reason for the trouble. And God going to bring you out. And he going to bring you out all right. And God's going to bring you out. And he's going to bring you out all right. And God is going to bring you out. And God is going to bring you out. All right. Hallelujah. 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 Most gracious and most heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we thank you for the word on today. Woo, hallelujah. We thank you for the word on today. Hallelujah. Now, hallelujah. Before I give a benediction, we want to stop right here. We want to take Holy Communion. Amen. We're going to give you about 30 seconds. Go grab some water. Grab some orange juice. Amen. Grab a potato chip, a pretzel. Amen. Piece of bread. Amen. Holler a cracker. Amen. Whatever you got. Amen. Glory be to God. It's all right. We're going to bless it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Bible says as often as you do this. Woo. Hallelujah. As often as you do this. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right. All right. All right. All right. All right. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, amen. Before that, I'm going to give you the scripture. I'm going to give you hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. You can find it in 1 Corinthians. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians, the 11th chapter. The 11th chapter. Give me one second. And I'm going to read our scripture for Holy Communion. Amen. Give you a second. Amen. To grab your bread, toast, whatever you got there. Amen. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Okay. 1 Corinthians chapter number 11. Amen. We want to read just a couple verses. Amen. In your hearing. Hallelujah. Oh my God. God is so good. Yes, he is. Amen. Hallelujah. All right. 1 Corinthians chapter number 11. I'm going to begin reading in verse number 20. When we come together, therefore, into one place, like we are together right now in one place. We are one place in the spirit, beloved. You might be in another country, but we are together and as one in the spirit. This is not to eat the Lord's Supper. For in eating, everyone taketh before other his own supper, and one is hungry and another is drunken. Wait a minute, what verse is this? Is this the King James? This is the King James. Okay. All right. Verse number 23. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament and my blood. This do ye as often as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the blood, body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup, and he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause, many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. But if ye would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Wherefore, my brethren, when ye come together to eat, tarry one for another. And if any man hunger, let him eat at home, that ye may come not together unto condemnation, and the rest will I set in order when I come. Amen and amen. And this is the blessed word of God for the blessed people of God. Okay, so brothers and sisters, amen. Father God, we thank you for this holy communion. Father God, you said as often as we do this in remembrance of you. Father God, this matzah, Father God, bread, crackers, whatever we are eating, Father God, it's not what we're eating, Father God. We're asking you to bless it because it's all symbolic. We cannot eat the body of Jesus. So anything that we put in our mouths is only symbolic of it, Father, in the name of Jesus. And so, Father God, we ask that you would bless it. Bless the body, bless the blood, bless it, Father God. Turn it from natural to spiritual. Maybe somebody's grabbing a piece of chicken right now. It's okay. It's okay. Whatever you have, hallelujah. God, you know the heart, and we're asking you to bless it. Bless it now, Father. And you said as often as we eat and as often as we drink and remembrance of Christ, we are blessed. Oh, the blessings of Holy Communion. Holy Communion brings so many blessings in our lives. And so, Father, we now dedicate it to you, and we thank you for this portion of our service. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. All right, amen. Let's hold up the matzo, whatever you got in your hand. Amen, hallelujah, which represents the body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, which is broken for you and for me. Amen. Let us eat. In Jesus' name, amen. That ain't ordinary, baby. That taste that you taste right now, that's the blessing of God on whatever you just put in your mouth. That's a favor of communion. Father God, this juice right now, water, whatever it is we are about to take down, Father God, we thank you for blessing it, changing it from natural to spiritual, as it represents the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that was shed for you and for me. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Let us drink. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, boy, the choir was singing right now. Oh, we will hear the amen. Oh, the blood. Oh, the blood. Oh, the blood. Amen and amen. Father, we say thank you for this holy communion in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. If this is your first time with us, amen, you desire to share with us and on this ministry, we have ministry 7 days a week. We invite you to visit our website at lifewordjesus.org. We invite you to meet with us 5 o'clock in the morning, Eastern time, on social media at the morning altar. We invite you back, amen, at 6 a.m. every day, Monday through Saturdays on Blog Talk Radio and the platform that you're calling in on now. Amen. Meet with us for your spiritual breakfast every morning. Amen. We also have an altar prayer. Amen. Where you can call in twice a day and get prayer. We'll pray with you and pray for you. Wednesday night Bible study. Amen. Glory be to God. We'll be back tonight, Lord's willing, at 9 o'clock. Amen. On social media. Amen. Hallelujah. And we just carry the word to and fro and all around the world. Please come back and join with us. Send us out an email. Reach out to us. Mail us. Send us a letter, an old-fashioned letter. P.O. Box, that's Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, P.O. Box 461, Glenside, Pennsylvania, 19038. Amen and amen. Glory be to God. If you desire, amen, to sow, amen, seeds, amen, into this fruitful soil, amen. We thank God for your giving. Amen. Glory be to God helping us, amen, to advance the Lord's kingdom and to do the work that he has called us to do. So we thank you for your faithful giving. You can send it through the mail at P.O. Box 461. Amen. You could go on our website and hit the donate button, or we have a cash app at $LifeWordJesus. $LifeWordJesus. Amen and amen. All right, bless the Lord. Remember, beloved, there's a reason for the trouble. Amen. Just keep looking. Keep looking. Look for the good, even in the bad times. Keep looking. And don't forget to praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Because you got God's promise. God didn't promise you you wasn't going through no trouble. But you have God's promise that he's going to bring you out. And he's going to bring you out all right. Father God, we bind every spirit of retaliation. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost. And we seal this prayer. We seal this service by the word, the blood, the spirit. We release the blessings of God upon, Father God, your people. Everybody under the sound of my voice, Father, we ask that you will meet them wherever they are. Oh, Father God, send your word to their home. Send your healing to your... Father, somebody's in a bad situation, a pressuring situation. But Father God, I will ask you that you will comfort them, even in the situation. Let them know it's going to be all right. And as you put Shadrach and Abednego out the fire, as you put Daniel out the lion's den, and as you brought Jesus out the grave, you're going to bring them out too. In Jesus' name we thank you. And in Jesus' name we pray. And Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ is the King of Kings. And Jesus Christ is the Lord of Lords. Everybody have a marvelous, fantastic day today. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen.
This song is for those that know without a doubt in their mind, I made it out all right. I made it out on my own. Thank you. of pain.